much Shishibi Torah you want to say, or the Tumuyi Vavlad, and you want to tell me a Svarel that if she sees the dam, the Zavah, because of the birth, that she should be Tumuyi. So what's that can be? Because if so, Ein Lecho Ein is Godom Izeh. Like once you tell me if she sees dam because of an Oinus, she's Torah, she can't say because of a lady, she's Tumuyi. That's also called an Oinus. That's not called the dam came out by itself. It's called because of the lady, because she's giving birth, that's where the dam came out. So therefore, you have to say that later is what makes it store. But just because of an oinus, she's still tummy. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, neither nami, one of the dashing the same shot in by Tumas neither also. During the day, she could become a neither. And say like this, Neima zoiva zova machmas atzmoi. Maybe an isha could only come a neither if the dam comes out by itself, lay machmas vlad. Not if she sees dam during giving birth or because of the birth, like during the labor pains. Before we said if she sees nidus, during the day she becomes a nidus, she becomes a nidus. Why? So most of that time you're telling me, Vlad, Oyenoi Eloinus. Maybe if I can't, maybe you want to say what, that even Machmas Oinus should be Torah. So most says no. Kishroim, when the Pasuk says, V'isha Kisiya Zava, Harayenus Amar. There's a Pasuk by nidus to say that if she sees down Machmas Oinus, that she is Tani. Is so amani mekam radu the pasuk zayva zayva. Why am I dashing machmas atzmon loy machmas vlad? So let me dashing for tumas nidus also the same way. The venisha sees her nidus because of the birth, because of the labor pains. Maybe she's tor. How do we know to say that machmas nidus she's tamei? Only machmas zov is she tor. So when it says amar shlok, which shlok says amakwa, the pasuk says teishef. She sits there. Means to say she has a tumor on her. That yesh lecho yeshiva achereshikazu, there's another yeshiva, another term that she does become Tomei. For Yezazu, what is this? Kushi b'yemei ziva. That kushi b'yemei ziva means teshuv mikret. This pasuk teshuv means that she's tor. So saying right now that she's teshuv b'yemei ziva means that if b'yemei ziva, then we say if it comes out machmas the later that she's tor. Yezazu, that's kushi b'yemei ziva, that she has a labor pains. While she's coming in Meziva, then she's Torah. So the person knows, V'yema, why they say, Zukushi, maybe no, Kushi, maybe even the day she become a Nida also should be Torah. If she sees because of the labor pains, maybe the Kushi is Matar from Tumas Nida also. So the answer around the answer is like this, Elo Omar Avuad Ishmuel, Omar Kwa, the Pasuk says, V'tum V'tumei Yashvuayim K'nidasa. She's Tumin, or yesterday laid the 2 days like a Nida. For like his Ivasai, Mechlad is Ivosai Tor. Echna mi mashma that because the lady she's only Tor al Zava, but not Mishum Nida. Nida should be Tom even though it came because of the lady. The Yezuzu, what is it talking about? Kushi b'yemei ziva. That because even though what, if she has for Zava, because of Kushi, because of the labor pains, we say she's Tor. So it's only by Zava she's Tor, but not because of Nida. So one says, if so, Bahashtu, the Siddharth, the Pasuk says, that she's tummy for 2 days, 2 weeks, like a nida. If so, doma lomli. What are the pasuk doma for? Like from this pasuk with Ashi now, she's only tummy machmas nida and not machmas zava. So what are the pasuk doma to teach with Ashi before by zava? She's only tummy if the dam comes out by itself and not because of a leda. Here we have another drasha to say the machmas a leda al zava she's torah. It's more like this. E lav dom, without the extra word dom here, how I mean I would have thought to say kinidosa, that true the Torah says when she's a yoledah she has tumma like a nida, for like kisivosa, and she's not like a zav. What does that mean to say? For yafidu b'shufi, I would have thought to say even if she gives birth, the dam that comes out before even without any labor pains. That's what I would have thought to say. Kinidosa like kisivosa means that yafidu b'shufi, even if the dam comes out b'shufi, comes out without pains also she's tor. Does Kamashma know that the only time that she's tore is only if the dam came out with the labor pains? So then we say by that dama that if the dam zava comes out when she has labor pains, then we say the dam is coming because of the vlad, and then she's tore, she's not tummy. Now the Gemara says, Sheila Baravina. Oh, Barud the Kavosa the Rav. He passed him like Rav. He did a mice like Rav. Rashi says he did a mice like Rav, meaning to say, Nidili Yayma. That the case, let's say she saw dam, nidus, when she was having the pregnancy, when she was having the birth, the labor pains, he yells, yes, she is tummy that day. Tumas nida, that does apply. Tamar says now, Kinoch Nafshe de Rav, when Rav was about to die, Omalel Ravasi, Rav said to Ravasi, Zil go tzaniya, let go and retract my psak, take away my psak. And now the Rabbi says, even by neither also, that the dam she sees then, b'shas tekushi, the dam she sees then is tor. Again, not else you may need her. We're talking about now, it's during the 11 days that she could only become a zava. But Rav, for he said, even during those 11 days, the day she sees dam, true, she's not a zava, but she's told me that one day. Now Rav said, no, tzniyim is retracted. It's not true. Even that day she's tor. Because since it's during the 11 days, she cannot become a need only Yezava, and since the dam is coming out because of the Leda, the Torah says it's Tor. And Rav like this, Viloitzayis, if you don't listen to me, then Guria means force him to listen to me. Because Rav was telling Rav Asla, go tell Rav Shela to retract. And if he doesn't listen to you, Guri told him means, like force him to retract, means to say, bring him proofs that the Locher is, she's Tor. Who's Sava though? But Rav Asi thought what Rav meant to tell him was Gedia. That in the case that Rav Simi would not want to Rav Shela would not want to retract, put him, give him a curse, put him into Shamtui. So really Rav just told Rav Asi to go tell Shela that he retracted, and if he doesn't listen to you, try and teach him to retract. But Rav Asi thought that Rav told him to put him into Nidu, put him, give him a curse. So that's what happened. Omalei busted the nach nafshe the Rav. If the Rav was nifta, now Rav Asi went to talk to Shela. Omalei hodabach, retract from your psak to say that she's told me for this one day. You know why? The hodabe Rav, because Rav also retracted. That's what Rav Asi told Shela Baravini. Omalei, so Shela said back to him, in Misa the hodabe was really true that Rav retracted this psak. Did he have a yomli? He would have told it to me. And since Rav did not tell me, I don't believe you that he retracted. So the kids of Rishelo did not accept to retract. So what happened was, Gedia. So Rav Asi gave him a curse. Like he thought that's what Rav told him to do, even though Rav really did not tell him that. Omalei, so Rav Asi said to Rishelo, V'lei mistafi ma'amad l'kusa, aren't you afraid of this curse that I gave you, like this burning, aren't you afraid of it? Omalei, so Rav Asi said back, so Rishelo said back, no. Anoishino is Isi ben Yehudi, Devi Isi ben Gurarye, Devi Isi ben Gamliel, Devi Isi ben Malalel, Asisa de Nachsha, like made from a cup of pot, that you can't burn us, you can't affect us. Nothing will happen to us. And the Lasholad Bey Rikva, that we don't run away, therefore Abshel was not afraid of the curse that Ravashi gave him. Omalei. No, one second. No, Omalei, this is what Rav Shela said to Rav Asi. Like, aren't you afraid of me? So he answered back, no, I'm not afraid of you. Omalei, so Shela said back, no, you should know, V'yano Shela Baravini, Buchni de Parzalo, de Metav Rasis, I'm even stronger than you, I'm like metal that could break kappa. So what happened was, Cholash Rav Asi, Rav Asi never got sick, because, he gave him a curse that he wasn't supposed to. So first happened was Cholash Rav Asi, Ayla Bechamimi, when he got temperature, so they took Avkul Mikiriri, they put him into cold. Ayla Likiriri, Avkul Bechamimi, when he got cold, they put him into hot. Nach Nash Rav Asi Taka was Nifta. And it's because he did this wrong thing, because he went to curse him, instead of Tom telling him, he Taka was Nifta. Then what happened was also Shela, so Shela now went, and also he settled the Besu, told his wife, Sabas leaves Avdasa, prepare me his tachrichim, he's afraid he's going to die also. Leleza v'leim l'rav, he shouldn't go tell Rav what happened, mili l'vayu. So Tzvis le'zavda, noch, he also died. Tishela. So Mamish, both of them died, the Shela and Rabasi. So what happened was, Chosa they saw, the porch asi mahai puri lahai puriya, that the incense, the asiya, like the adasim, was flowing from one kever to another kever. Amin, he says, Shramina, Avdu, Rabban, and Paisa, they were mafayis, both together. Like they made shalom between them. Pakopam used the mice to him. They want that one gave a curse to the other one, Shleikadin, and because of Nechnami, they both died because of that. Alright, yeah, we'll stop here.